This is Dakota Daybook for January 1st. Many baby boomers recall the years when automobiles did not have seatbelts. A 1964 public service song became a brain worm.
Buckle up for safety, buckle up for safety, always buckle up.
Nonetheless, sometimes families traveled with a child on a parent's lap, another child in the middle of the front seat, three kids in the back seat, and another one lying on the back window ledge. It was dangerous for all of them. Politicians dragged their feet when it came to making seatbelt laws, even though it was clear that the restraints could substantially reduce injuries and fatalities. In the 1950s and early 1960s, some safety-conscious drivers hired mechanics to add seatbelts. Bismarck's JC's members sold them for less than $10. And service station mechanics would install two pair for just $1.50. In 1962, North Dakota civic organizations joined a nationwide women's crusade for seatbelts, advocating installation of these proven lifesavers. Safety advocates urged a greater use of seatbelts, and U.S. automakers began to provide front seat lap belts by 1964, but it took federal legislation to make them required. It was on this date in 1965 that every new passenger car in America now had to be equipped with lap belt assemblies for the driver and front seat passenger, thereby bringing greater traffic safety to North Dakota. Further advancements became mandatory in 1968 when federal motor vehicle safety standards required lap belts or combination lap and shoulder belts at every seating position of all passenger cars. By 1971, vans and trucks also had to have lap belts, and bus drivers also had to have a restraint system. Eventually, children got protection by means of car seats, and airbags came later. Even though seat belts became mandatory, some people did not heed the musical call to buckle up for safety. Everybody buckle up. And so in 1993, North Dakota's legislature approved a compulsory seatbelt law requiring drivers and front seat passengers in most cars and trucks to actually wear their seatbelts, exempting rural mail carriers and the drivers of farm trucks and machinery. North Dakota voters narrowly approved the seatbelt law in June of 1994. Buckling up for safety melodically reduced needless carnage on the highways. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.